That's one of the simple ones. In verses 30 he said, do this, put all the stuffs away. Let's see where this logic of you is coming from. First of all, the logic of you was here before you were here. That's why in philosophy you argue about the nature or nurture. You're nurtured by this logic, right? Is any one of you here thinking with the logic of agricultural environment? No. You are civilized, you are living in the city. If you were living in a farm, you would have another kind of logic, right? If you lived in Afghanistan, you had another set of mind. So it has nothing to do with you, first of all. And it's in love with the goldsmith. Give it to the goldsmith. Let it rule the reality of your life only, not your dreams. It is ruling your dreams, isn't it? What do you dream of? Getting rich and powerful. That's the logic. Logically, every animal tries to get rich and powerful because that will give you a better chance to survive, right? Have to dream about something better than that. Then your imagination. Don't let your imagination go loose here and there and to be fooled with, because everybody is trying to manipulate your imagination, including me. But more than everything else, try to understand the non-existence, to find the non-existence. Because, you know, what is missing in you? Oh, the thing that doesn't exist now. So in you, it's in your non-existence. You good you is in non-existence. Understand the non-existence, you will catch it. This was the trick. First story. Then what? Then he came back to, some of you were defending this logic and real understanding of reality. He said, wait a minute, this logic of you doesn't touch even the skin, really. Observing, seeing the reality, you see only a skin. With a skin deep observation, how could you understand this universe? This universe is magical. This was the parrot. I said, every bald fellow is not because of the jar of something. So the comparison? Excuse me, how do you compare yourself with me? How dare you? Nobody could compare, because what makes me happy is something else. We're talking about happiness here, right? And we are talking about the uniqueness, so forget about this comparison, which is the base of logic. But not only that, comparison is like a flu, like a disease. It will start some side effects in you. The first one is, when you compare yourself with someone else, what is the source of feeling? The basics.
Jealousy.
He said, this is in every animal, why not in you? So it starts with jealousy. And what's wrong with jealousy?
It destroys you.
It destroys you! It doesn't do anything to anyone. When you're jealous, you're ruining your life. The other one may not even notice you. That was the key. He said, and you start. You have this cleverness, you wish the people that you're jealous of not to exist, to be dead. And you know who are these people? All the people who will not bow to the idol of your ego. Everybody who doesn't appreciate you as genius you should burn. That's the fire that is burning you. That was that story. Right? Then what? Then Rumi said, okay, we finished this. I remember that the trick that goldsmith will do to you. What's the trick of the goldsmith? Anyone here knows? Goldsmith could sell you gold-plated stuff. Any of you could use that piece of stone and the acid to say what's the carat of the gold? You trust the goldsmith, right? Who's the cheater? Goldsmith! Let's give you the best example of this cheating gold-plated stuff that could really lead you out of the way. This was, I believe, the last verse said, lest wildness cast you out of the way, let false imagination cast you into the world. Something like that. He said, okay, now I'm going to tell you a story. This story is to let you understand that looking good doesn't mean it is good. It could be gold-plated, right? So, we will see something which looks good, but it's no good. Let's see the story. Who knows the story? The story is famous, and I told you, please read the story, because it's long and you have to know it all when we go to the sections. The story happens in a forest. It's not a forest, it's a plain, I don't know what you call it.
Savannah.
Yeah, in savannah, or something. The animals, they have problem of the king, the lion. This lion every day runs and catches someone, so no one could really enjoy, like Acapulco, sitting down and enjoying the grasses. They think of a trick. They go to the lion and then say, please, do not ruin our days. You stay home. Every single day we send you someone. You eat that fellow, the rest of us will live happy. It's not that simple. They argue. That argument is very important because that argue is logically in your brain, and you will see when we start to see these arguments, you agree with it, okay? But beforehand, I will go to the next sections so you will not look that silly, because the argument is silly. The argument is this, but what about trying your best effort? Or what about trusting the faith? How about that? What is in your brain now? An argument, right? One side of this argument is stronger for you, maybe more appealing to you, right? Right or wrong? Either you count on the best personal effort will take you somewhere, at least this is what you tell your children, or have faith. This is what you will say to someone that you don't know what to do and it looks helpless. Suddenly, faith is there. There is this argument, and both sides of the argument, you see, you will see. Because the suggestion at the end is accepted. Why is it accepted? Why lion accepted this condition? Wouldn't you? If they tell you, please remain home, we'll serve you every day.